I'm Jason Brown with Lapping Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. Well, Claudia Tanner, the widow of Bobby Tanner, has been invited to go to the State of the Union address. That's right. Kevin Kiley, our representative here in California, is hosting Claudia Tanner as her guest at Tuesday night's State of the Union, honoring the life and legacy of her late husband, Bobby Tanner, a central figure in the history of Mule Days and beloved member of our Eastern Sierra community. Bobby Tanner's contributions to Mule Days are woven into the fabric of the event itself. As the son of Bob Tanner, one of Mule Days' founders, Bobby was involved from the very first show in 1970, when at just 10 years old, he led a pack string in the inaugural parade. Over the decades, he became one of the event's most recognizable and celebrated figures. Mule Days is an iconic part of the Eastern Sierra, and Bobby Tanner was at the very heart of it, said Congressman Kiley. His dedication, skill, and leadership helped build an event that brings people together from across the country and around the world. It is an honor to welcome Claudia to the State of the Union as we recognize Bobby's extraordinary life and the lasting impact he had on our community. I am truly honored to attend the State of the Union address as guest of Congressman Kiley, said Claudia Tanner. Having my husband Bobby's legacy acknowledged on such a meaningful national stage fills my heart with gratitude and pride. The values Bobby cherished, his deep love for the Eastern Sierra, his community, Bishop Mule Days, and the 20 Mule Team, will continue to be shared and celebrated by my son and me. In addition to competing and entertaining crowds with his remarkable horsemanship, Bobby served Mule Days for many years as a board member and was president of the board in 1990. His leadership helped preserve the spirit and tradition of Mule Days, keeping it centered on community, heritage, and fun. Bobby was inducted into the Mule Days Hall of Fame in 2000. He sadly passed away in 2024, leaving behind a legacy that continues to shape the event and the region he loved. Well, this past Saturday and Friday, two Broncos took to the mat at the Central Section Masters Championship in Fresno, the final hurdle before state tournament. Representing Bishop were Mikey Valle at 113 pounds and Senior Caño Graves at 165 pounds. To qualify for state, wrestlers had to finish in the top 10 out of 32 competitors in their weight class. Mikey Valle, the first freshman in history of Bishop to reach the Masters tournament, made an immediate statement by pinning his opening opponent in just 41 seconds. His second match came against the number two ranked wrestler in California, and Mickey fell short. In his third match, he nearly secured a pin twice in a thrilling back and forth battle, but ultimately lost by points. At 165 pounds, Caño Graves opened his tournament with a dominant 15-0 technical fall in just over 2 minutes. Then followed it with a pin over the number 25 ranked wrestler in the state. His next bout came against the number 5 ranked wrestler, where he took his first loss and dropped into the consolation bracket. Caño responded with a pin and a major decision, falling in his final two matches, both against state ranked opponents. His performance earned him 6th place overall, securing his spot at the state championships this week. Caño becomes just the 3rd boy from Bishop to qualify for the state tournaments, joining Randy Rogers from 1985 and Will Hennardy, 2023. On the girls' side, Tia Barfeld reached the state tournament in 2019 and finished 4th. Head coach Brady Howell said, "I am super pleased with how these two guys wrestled. Mickey not only made it to Masters, but he won a match, and he's just a freshman. I can't say enough about Caño. He can be a beast in the top position. The only losses he has had this year are at state-ranked wrestlers. We are so proud of these guys and how they have performed." I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media or on X at Sierra Media. Since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.